we got a lot going on trying to finish out the year, strong, doing everything we need to do, in our congressional office, aside from the farm bill. The farm bill clearly is something that we're going to be focused on from now until we get this done. We're very optimistic that we're going to be able to get this done. And I'm spending a lot of time with our staff and committee. And right now we're going through a process of talking about all the things that, that we agree on. We know there are going to be things that there's disagreement on, but we're trying to get those things out of the way first. And then for clock management, time management. But I am busy. As we get near the end of the year, you're trying to accomplish all those things that you still need to work on that you listed as a goal at the beginning of the year. So it's a busy time.
Sure thing. And speaking of that time management, obviously time, even though we are all trying to be optimistic, time is running short, especially to finish it up this year. What do you think are the realistic chances of us getting it done before the first of the year?
Oh, I think it's very good. The leadership thinks that it's doable, and there are a couple things in here that I think that create a greater sense of urgency than some other things. I think in particular the cotton issue is something that we've got to get done, and so I think that I'm optimistic though. I know that last week before we left, we had our initial conference, and the spirit in the room was good. And I know last week while we were away and back in the districts, I know that the chairman and the ranking members were meeting, and again, marching through the things that they agreed on to get those things done. And then we're going to, move it into areas that I think there's going to be greater, some regulatory reform issues that I think are going to be areas that, we're going to have to negotiate for, and of course I think nutrition title will probably be the last title we deal with, and we expect there to be disagreement there, but as far as time management, I think it is smart to get done the things that you agree on.
You are on the conference committee. You are kind of representing not just Florida but the whole Southeast, which we do cover, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. So tell us a little bit about your stance. What are you hoping to accomplish with the farm bill?
Well, I think, first of all, we want to create certainty. I think our farmers deserve that. And Florida too, of my 14 counties, 12 of my counties are rural counties, rich in ag presence. So as I travel through, and talk to our farmers, their desire is simple. Give us some certainty. Help us to know that, business is difficult enough. Risk management is something that I think that we address in this farm bill, and I think that by giving them the certainty, I think that's a fair request, and it's something that government should provide. And unfortunately, this federal government continues to create more uncertainty than it does certainty. So that's and I know that's a general statement, but I believe that the farm bill will create much needed certainty. I think the reforms, I think some of the regulations, the reforms are very important. I think that you've got, one of the things that you got forest roads and silviculture regulatory reform that I think is extremely important. I know in the South, because of the timber industry, to sustain and make sure our forests are working properly. We've got a wonderful footprint of sawmills and paper mills, and there's some good stuff in this farm bill regarding that. And I think also something that I've worked extremely hard on is that nutrition title. I think when you've got a farm bill that as far as the dollar to dollar has so exploded, that 80% of the farm bill is the SNAP program, I think we need some reform there. And I think one of the things that we worked extremely hard on was the work requirement for able-bodied individuals. And it's funny, as I've talked to people about that, regardless of the political registration, as far as the party registration. When I explain what our intent was when we moved into this process, people agree that, look, you know, when you exclude children, when you exclude disabled, you exclude seniors, able-bodied, say 30 to 40-year-olds, that if they're mentally, physically, psychologically able to work, or train for work, or look for work, or even volunteer in their community, that's a fair request. And if they meet the income eligibility for food stamps. So those are some things that I think looking, you know, going forward are important. I know to me personally, we've got a bill that is in the Farm Bill. It's called Building Rural Communities Act, that I think is extremely important for our rural communities, rural municipalities, to help them with infrastructure needs, whether it be wastewater, you know, treatment, whether it be a police station or a fire station. Those are some things that I think we have broad support. We're thrilled that's in the bill. You can't talk about Florida without talking about citrus. Citrus is a big deal in Florida and in many ways kind of our brand. And I think you can't talk about citrus in Florida without talking about the valuable research that we have got to have, especially to address the citrus greening issues. So, you know, there's a lot in this bill that I think is good for Florida and the Southeast, our friends in Alabama and Georgia. So I'm committed to doing all I can to get this thing across the line. And again, I'm pleased that the leadership feels that this is very doable between now and the end of the year.
And obviously, Farm Bill is one of your main focuses being on the conference committee. And speaking of time and timelines, the fact that this will take up quite a bit of time, is there any discussion that immigration will be discussed before the end of the year as well?
Well, I think you're getting into, I think you're getting into just a calendar issue. I don't think there's, you know, so I'm not, obviously, as you know, I'm not on, judiciary, committee, and Homeland Security, and those committees obviously are working, Ways and Means. They're working on those components of our immigration issues. And so right now I'm being focused on the area that is, you know, designated my responsibility. But as I'm like you, as you look at the calendar and you look at the days we have available, immigration is a huge and very important issue. The question is can you do that subject, can you do it justice by doing it quickly and not having the debate and also the education process, not just of us the members, but of the United States on this issue. Is that possible to do in such a short time frame? I don't know. I'm a little skeptical there.
Well, anything else that I did not ask that you think they should know about your current efforts, Farm Bill, or anything else?
Well, I'm just very honored that the leadership chose to place me on the Farm Bill Conference as a conferee because of they know that I am committed to getting this Farm Bill done. As far as obviously I've done work on my Building Rural Communities Acts. My bill bill is I think important to us. I think some of the biomass language that we have in the bill regarding wood products is very good for our sawmills and our timber industry. And obviously, you know, the work that our office has spent a lot of time doing in nutrition and introducing people to the blessing of work. Those 4 or 5 million people who can work but just never been introduced to it. I think that I would say to our farmers, thank you so much for what you've done and what you do in our communities and our local economy and feeding Americans and people abroad. We're trying to do what I stated at the beginning of our interview. We're trying to give you much needed certainty so that you can continue to do what you do better than anyone in the world. Thank you for your patience. I know this has been a long, long, long effort that's lasted literally over my entire first two terms. But we're optimistic we're coming in for a landing. So hopefully have good news as we get into December.